Chapter 91. An Officer and an Asshole. Jake had awoken with giant sheets of canvas around him. He had found himself on a fold-out army cot, and it hadn't been long before he started to feel the dull pain coming from the side of his head where Jennings had hit him. The cots surrounding him were empty except for stains of a dark liquid that Jake could only surmise was blood. There was a small walkway at the foot of the cots that ran the length of the room, but there wasn't a visible entry or exit in the canvas. The smell of burning tires was thick in the air, and there was an underlying scent of cooked meat, but Jake tried to not zero in on it. He was frightened to find out what kind of meat it was. He could hear a whispered argument not far from where he was laying, but he couldn't tell if it was about him or not. Words like kill and him were being thrown around, and a pool of dread was growing in the pit of his stomach. Jake sat up. For all he knew, he could have been out cold for an hour, a day, or a week, so he decided not to waste any more time being coy. If they were going to kill him, they would have to do it right now. A muffled gunshot and approaching footsteps sucked all the bravado out of Jake, and he quickly laid back down and secreted the gun from his waistband under the pillow. He kept his hand on the gun, thinking it would be easier to pull it on whoever was probably coming for him. Jennings parted the canvas so he could enter the room. He had traded his blood and dirt-covered shirt for a clean one, and Jake smelled his own shirt instinctively, rolling his eyes at the ripeness that an active night and morning had produced. "You come to finish me off, slugger?" Jake said as he watched Jennings approach. Jennings sat down in the cot next to Jake's and buried his head in his hands. "What's going on?" Jake asked after what seemed like a minute of silence. Jennings took his hands away from his face but kept looking down. "You don't need to know," Jennings said finally. "Really?" Jake said, cocking his head. "I kinda think I do." Jennings looked at Jake for the first time since he had entered the room. They both stared into each other's eyes for a long moment. "This is fucking awkward," Jake said, finally breaking the silence. Jennings kept staring as if he was staring right through Jake, and Jake grew uneasy, quickly swiveling around to see if there was someone creeping up behind him. "I'm not sure what you're thinking right now, but I hope leaning in to kiss me is not top of that list," Jake said with a smile. "Anyway, I don't have time for a makeout session." Jennings broke from his thousand-yard stare and returned to looking at the floor. "You ain't going anywhere," Jennings said before he spat on the ground between his legs. "We barely made it back here alive. There is nowhere safer for you right now than right here." "Is that why you sucker-punched me?" Jake asked sharply. "I did that for your own protection," Jennings said, looking away for a second before continuing. "From the moment I met you, you've been joking around like you're on some shitty sitcom. That shit would have got you killed, and possibly me too." Jake shook his head and blurted a mouthful of air out in a short burst, and Jennings leaned forward so his face occupied all of Jake's vision. "This is fucking serious, and you need to fucking wake up right now," Jennings said, pointing a finger into Jake's chest. "I just put down a civilian with a tiny bite on his shoulder. Don't test me or anyone else. This isn't the place or the time." This shocked Jake to his core. He wasn't entirely sure what was going on, but it kind of felt like Jennings was showing some feelings, or at the very least, some genuine concern. "Here you go," Jennings said as he reached into his pants pockets and pulled out Jake's phone, money clip, and headphones. "I charged your phone. You're welcome." "Just put it on there," Jake said, nodding his head to the small stool that stood next to each cot. "You better pay those parking tickets," Jennings said as he complied with Jake's order.
"You ran a check on me?" Jake asked. "I'm surprised there is even internet out there."
"Nah, I just assumed. You look like a guy who doesn't pay parking tickets," Jennings said derisively. "Don't worry, the world is still out there. There's still power and internet. Not much else, though." Jake was in a tight spot right now. The hand closest to Jennings and his phone still held the gun under the pillow. He would have to give up the gun and the only edge he had if he wanted to check his phone.
"I need to find someone," Jake said. "Is there some sort of list of survivors or a place you can mark yourself as safe?"
"Facebook's down," Jennings said softly. "The government asked them to turn it off as it was doing more harm than good. They asked the same of Twitter, too, but they refused.
So, no, there is no list. You're on your own. Thoughts of Sarah driving around looking for him, while he was safe and sound, filled Jake with dread. He needed to get out into the world no matter how bad the situation was. He needed to find her before anything bad happened.
Well, I guess I should thank you, Jake said earnestly. It's just, I hate being second fiddle, especially in a crisis like this. I feel fucking helpless here, you know what I mean? I'm not in control of my own destiny. I'd rather be balls to the wall running from those things on the street than wait for a horde of those fucks to come in here and get me.
The people out there are helpless, Jennings said, pointing symbolically towards the curtain door. You have all the help you need right here. The situation is under control.
It doesn't look like it to me, Jake said defiantly.
Where are you going to go? Jennings asked. You don't seem like the guy who was going to go save the day.
You're right, Jake replied. I got better things to do than that. I just want to get as far away from the city as possible. Where's my car?
It's not your car. Army saw fit to commandeer it. Thank you for your contribution. Besides, there are blockades and a shoot-to-kill order. You would be signing your own death certificate, Jennings said as he hovered over Jake. There is an evacuation plan of this base in effect. Your best bet is to stay right here.
We going to fly off into the sunset together? Jake said with a laugh.
Where are we going to go? The Caribbean? Sounds good to me.
You still think this is all one big fucking joke, don't you?
Jennings said, looking directly at Jake. Today is probably going to be the worst day in everyone's life. Everyone except for you, of course. Why the fuck is that? Are you one of those guys that gets off on other people's misery?
I lost friends and brothers trying to save people like you. Don't let them die in vain, man.
Jake expected a response from Jennings, just not such a heartfelt one. He had pushed Jennings far enough, and it had not gone the way he thought it would.
That gun you're hiding is only going to last so long out there, Jennings said, nodding at the pillow. So don't go wasting any bullets on me.
With a loud sigh, Jennings got up, and Jake let go of the gun under the pillow and grabbed him by the wrist.
You gotta help me, man, Jake said with real conviction. My ex-girlfriend, she's out there because of me. I need to help her. You might not believe me, but it's true.
Jennings looked at the hand holding his wrist and then back to Jake. Jake got the message and let go.
For the record, I don't care what you do. Christ, you think I honestly give a fuck what happens to you? You're fucking scum, and you've been nothing but a pain in my ass since I met you, Jennings said as he reached into his pocket and pulled out something. If I find out this is the reason you've been out in this fucking mess, I'm going to fucking end you.
Jennings dropped the small velvet bag of diamonds on Jake's chest.
That's mine. I didn't loot that dude, Jake said as he sat up. It's the reason I'm in this mess, but I didn't loot it.
Whatever, man, Jennings said, shrugging his shoulders. As far as I'm concerned, it's worthless, but do what you gotta do. I won't stop you. Just don't put anyone else in danger. For some strange reason, Jake wanted to prove to Jennings that he was true to his word, but he knew that would only send him down into a rabbit hole of lies. Jennings walked to the end of the row of cots and pulled open the flap/door.
You're going to be on your own out there. Don't expect me to come save you, Jennings said and slipped out the room.
Jake shook his head. He was disappointed in himself. If he was going to survive this, he needed to reset his mentality. He had been subconsciously pretending he was in a movie, where everything was complicated, everyone had an agenda, and he always needed to deliver a witty comeback. The only agenda Jennings had, from the moment Jake met him, was to do his job. And that job had been to find out more information about the situation and to save lives. He had saved Jake on more than one occasion, and if Jake really thought about it, the only person who had actually gotten Jennings into danger had been him. Jake reached over and checked his phone. He saw a few missed calls from Daryl and a lot of missed calls from his mom, so Jake quickly typed his mom a message and sent it. The message read, "Don't worry, Mom, I'm safe. Out of town on business for the weekend. I'll call you later." She would know he wasn't out of town on business, but a message from him would be enough to allay her fears, especially seeing she didn't hear from him as much as she should. At Killing Jake. Woke up in the zombie apocalypse again. Met this dude Jennings. He's probably the best man slash person slash robot I have ever met. Hashtag no homo. Hashtag a little homo.